Around 5,000 Shia Muslims marched through central London to commemorate Arba'in, the end of the mourning period for the death of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. And as Roshan Muhammad Saleh reports, the recent deadly attacks in Karbala were at the forefront of the martyrs' minds.
Every year is Karbala, they chanted. Every day is Ashura. Thousands of Shia Muslims marched through central London 40 days after the day of Ashura, which commemorates the martyrdom of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein, who was also the third Shia Imam. The message was one of solidarity with the oppressed and standing up to injustice, whatever the price.
Thousands of Shia Muslims are marching through the streets of central London today to commemorate the Arba'in. And the theme of the procession, the injustice of the events of Karbala, is particularly poignant this year, with the deadly attacks in Iraq fresh in everyone's minds.
Arba'in means 40 in Arabic, and 40 days is the traditional mourning period in Islam. These marches are mourning the loss of Imam Hussein, who along with 72 of his supporters was killed by the army of the Caliph Yazid in the Iraqi city of Karbala in 680 AD.
The message is we should get united, we should unite and resist the suppression and oppression all together as a human being and stand for the truthfulness and rightfulness.
Whenever you say something, whenever you speak out against injustice, you need to make sure that you continue to do that regardless of what forces are lined up against you.
The message of Arba'in is particularly relevant after the killing of scores of pilgrims in Karbala following deadly bomb blasts. Sectarian killings in Iraq have threatened to derail the country following the US-led invasion in 2003.
If Imam Hussein was here today, would he remember and would he stand with the people of Palestine? Would he stand with the people of Chechnya? Would he stand up against what has happened in Karbala and the bombings that have taken place on the Jalouses and Arba'in processions that have happened in Karachi? And I think the answer is, of course, he would have stood up.
As Imam Khomeini Rahmatullahi said, that the whole message of Ashura and Imam Hussein's uprising was in effect political. Once we start talking about is it political or religious, we have done what the West wants us to do, which is to separate Islam.
Despite attempts by the organizers of this march to keep politics out, ordinary people used the Arba'in procession this year to express their support for resistance groups in the Muslim world, such as Hamas and Hezbollah. Arba'in is without doubt a spiritual occasion, they said, but for its message to remain relevant today, you shouldn't divorce politics from spirituality. Roshan Muhammad Saleh, Press TV, London.